Jeremiah, chapter 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who dwelt in the land of Egypt, who dwelt at Migdol, and at Tapanhes, and at Memphis, and in the country of Pathros, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the evil that I have brought on Jerusalem, and on all the cities of Judah, and, look, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwells in them. Because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense to serve other gods, that they did not know, neither they, nor you, nor your fathers. Nevertheless I sent all my slaves the prophets to you, rising up early and sending them, saying, Oh, don't do this disgusting thing that I hate. But they didn't listen, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other gods. Therefore my wrath and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate, as it is this day. Therefore now thus says Yahweh, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, why do you commit this great evil against your own souls, to cut off from you man and woman, infant and suckling, out of the midst of Judah, to leave you none remaining? In that you provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you have gone to sojourn, that you may be cut off, and that you may be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of his wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives which they committed in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even to this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes, that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Look, I will set my face against you for evil, even to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah, that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they will all be consumed, in the land of Egypt they will fall, they will be consumed by the sword and by the famine, they will die, from the least even to the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and they will be an execration, and an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach. For I will punish those who dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. So that none of the remnant of Judah, who have gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, will escape or be left, to return into the land of Judah, to which their soul longs to return to dwell there, for none will return except such as will escape. Then all the men who knew that their wives burned incense to other gods, and all the women who stood by, a great assembly, even all the people who dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of Yahweh, we will not listen to you. But we will certainly perform every word that has gone forth out of our mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off burning incense to the Queen of Heaven, and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings to her, without our husbands? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the prominent men, and to the women, even to all the people who had given him that answer, saying, The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, didn't Yahweh remember them, and didn't it come into his mind? So that Yahweh could no longer bear, because of the evil of your doings, and because of the disgusting things that you have done, therefore your land has become a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without inhabitant, as it is this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against Yahweh, and haven't obeyed the voice of Yahweh, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies, therefore this evil has happened to you, as it is this day. Moreover Jeremiah said to all the people, and to all the women, Hear the word of Yahweh, all Judah who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, You and your wives have both spoken with your mouths, and with your hands have fulfilled it, saying, We will surely perform our vows that we have vowed, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, establish then your vows, and perform your vows. Therefore hear the word of Yahweh, all Judah who dwell in the land of Egypt, Look, I have sworn by my great name, says Yahweh, that my name will no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, As the sovereign Yahweh lives. Look, I watch over them for evil, and not for good, and all the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt will be consumed by the sword and by the famine, until there is an end of them. And those who escape the sword will return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, few in number, and all the remnant of Judah, that have gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, will know whose word will stand, mine, or theirs. And this will be the sign to you, says Yahweh, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words will surely stand against you for evil. Thus says Yahweh, look, I will give Pharaoh Hophra king of Egypt into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of those who seek his soul, as I gave Zedekiah king of Judah into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, who was his enemy, and sought his soul.